Thank you.
All right. Mr. Van Meteren, I know you are going to stay with us again for our final item, our April and year-to-date camping unit and revenue reports.
Correct. Thank you, Madam Chair. Jeff Van Meteren, Parks Division Director for West Game Fish and Parks. So we'll start off, I believe this is item number, 22, the last item in your packet there. If you turn to that, or you could, pretty hard to see that up on the screen there. You'll see that April was a down month. It was weather driven. I'm going to read you a report. So when I get these numbers, I ask my staff, well, what's going on? You know, why is this park up? Why is this one down? And they always send me a report. I'm going to read you one of my regional supervisors' report for the month of April. First weekend, cool temps, extremely windy conditions, gusts up to 30 miles an hour with temps in upper 20s with highs of upper 30s. Snow received this weekend. Next weekend, average temps of mid-50s, but again, winds of 24 miles an hour are great. Had snow. Next, third weekend, cool temps with average of 36 and gusts of 36 miles an hour. Fourth weekend, cool down on weekend after warm week. Average upper 30s, low winds, so it was fishable. That pretty much says it right there. Would you want to go camping on those weekends? I wouldn't. The weekdays were really nice in April. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But the weekends were not nice. So I'm really happy to see the first 2 weeks of May. We've had great weather. This weekend coming up is great. The last weekend was great. Campers are coming out. So, you know, the gains we had saw in January, February, and March, we lost a little bit in April here. But keep in mind, if you look at the year-to-date report, those total units, 7,605 year-to-date for the first 4 months, we do that in one weekend in the summer. So these are smaller numbers. So I don't get too excited about it, but it's always a barometer when you see good numbers coming in. And I think there's some really good anticipation out there for our camping this year. We're very hopeful for that. As Amy brought out, that is going to be one of our focus target areas is getting our camping numbers up, and we do that through marketing. Looking at that April year-to-date week report, the first 3 months out of the year so far were really good. We had good numbers going into April, and then April kind of tanked on us a little bit. So we're going to hit the marketing pretty hard with our data now. We think the weather is going to be great. I think we can easily make this up. Director Kirschman mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to be a little more specific, and I'm going to give some fishing tips. The fishing at Snake Creek has taken off, and the fishing at West Bend has taken off. And I am headed to West Bend on Wednesday with a crew of guys, and I plan to spend a few days there catching a lot of fish. So hopefully Director Kirschman will help me out with that. Fishing is good, and it's starting to heat up. I think we're kind of post-spawn or moving into that right now, and May, particularly with a lot of our parks on the river, fishing is what drives that. So, and I know some of you are fishermen, right, Commissioner Teal? And, it's time to get out there and go fishing. So, we're only down 346 units again. I'm not panicking, really looking forward to some nice weather in the month of May. One other thing I will note that one of my regional supervisors shared with me, actually it was Matt at Custer, the amount of cancellations that they were experiencing in the month of April, where people had previously made reservations, but then they looked at the weekend forecast and they were canceling them, you know, and some pretty large cancellation numbers. And, you know, I can't blame people for that. I wouldn't want to camp in 36 mile an hour winds either. So we have looked ahead at our weekends. We feel like for the most part, we're kind of on track with where we were last year. We have some weekends like Memorial Day where we're actually exceeding those numbers. Father's Day, we're exceeding those numbers from last year. We have some others that we certainly have some room to grow, and we'll be focused on those. So let's look at the revenue. The revenue in April kind of followed the camping units. We were down with our daily or our annual license sales, but really broke even with our daily license sales, which is kind of a surprise to me. Maybe the pleasant surprise there was that Custer State Park, in spite of the weather, still exceeded what we did last year, which is very impressive in my mind. So again, with good weather, hopefully we can turn this around. The camping services, those are advanced reservations. Again, we're lagging a little bit behind last year, but I think this is also a change with our visitors and society a little bit. People are not as apt to commit as far out anymore. They seem to kind of wait till a little closer when they want to do things, and that's a challenge to us. So how do we get in front of those people? How do we market to those people in those last 2 weeks? We see all kinds of cancellations and people picking up sites, and it's crazy. And that's something we've never had to deal with in the past. So that's something we really have to clue in, and that's where that social media really comes into play. Overall, we're down about $200,000 for the month of April. Looking at the year-to-date report for the month of January through April, again, our annual license sales are up 7%. That's a great sign, and that's 7% on top of a great year last year. The trend continues with the double both the resident double and non-resident double license sales, where they're increasing over last year, which is fantastic. Again, we're down a little bit with our Custer State Park 7-day passes, but when you think about the wind, the fire event, and then road construction, I'm still impressed we're as close as we are. So, again, not panicking right now. Overall, our license sales are up 5% on top of a great year last year, so we're feeling really good about that. Camping, again, that's an area of focus for us. We're down on our advanced reservations, but we're working on that. Overall, just slightly below where we were at last year, about $150,000 down. We feel very confident we can make that up. And then if you turn to the kind of the three-year comparison, something new we are finally able to do for you folks. A couple things I want to point out on here. When you look at the 2026 numbers, the annual and daily license sales so far, year to date in 2026, this is the highest number of license sales we've ever had recorded. So you could go back and look at 23, 24, and 25, and we're exceeding all three of those years, certainly above the three-year average, showing a 12.6% increase. We're pleased with that. Again, I think people see value in our parks, and they support it. You don't have to just be a camper to use our parks. There's a lot of other activities you can take advantage of. Looking down at the camping units, I said this before, no need to panic. We're real close to where we've been in 24 and 25. We're above 6% above the three-year average. So, but it is definitely an area of focus. And then our lodging as a whole, if you look down at the bottom there, we are up 11.7% with our lodging. And that's been an area of focus. The last several years, we've seen great strides in that. You can see by the numbers there. We still have capacity, so we're going to keep promoting those. Again, when I talk about modern lodging, I'm not talking about our camping cabins. I'm talking about lodging facilities that have indoor bathrooms, cooking facilities in them. Those are very appealing to the younger generations that like conveniences. even some of us older folks that like conveniences. So anyway, and I wasn't speaking about any of you, just myself. So with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Director Van Meter. And any questions from the commission and or comments? Sounds like you answered everything they would have asked, so thank you for that report.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one last thing. Josh, if you and your crew would like to stand up and maybe you'd like to come up here, I just want to thank Josh and his whole staff here, and I'll let him introduce them and what they do here at the facility. But they've been great hosts. They always are great hosts. And once again, just thank you, my friend, for everything you've done for us and all the facilities you've let us use. Outstanding quality and service, and you're always on top of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Madam Chair, last night you said some very nice things to us, to me, about our organization out here in Custer State Park. And I would really be remiss if I did not recognize the four individuals here, and this is just a few of them. We have a combined experience of over 50 years of park operations just with those four. Ryan Flick, who's our Director of Operations, has been here for 11 years. Gina Isaacson, she's our Director of Catering, has been here for over 10 years. Gina Konechny, she is our Director of Sales and Marketing, has been here for 17 years. And then Epi, and I can never say your last name, Manzano, thank you. He's our executive chef that oversees all of the food and beverage operations within the park. He's been here for 5 years. So a dynamic team. Couldn't do it without him. Again, I appreciate all the compliments that all you guys have given me over the years, but it's really those guys that make this operation work. So thank you, and I just wanted to introduce these guys to you. So. Safe travels back home, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Very good. And thank you again, Josh and your team. Outstanding service. And I know what we see here, everybody that comes to the park sees that same thing. So thank you. And with that, that does take us to the end of this month's meeting. For everybody within GF&P that worked on presentations to ensure this commission had the details that they needed to make the best decisions for the people of South Dakota, thank you to everyone. Thank you to this commission. We accomplished a lot the last day and a half. I appreciate your hard work, your conversation, and your dedication to this commission. Next month, we will be heading to Madison, and I believe we're going to be at Heartland Energy, possibly seeing our old friend Russ Olson there. Any final words from the department before we adjourn?
Go ahead, Kim. Madam Chair, Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary. I know everybody wants to get on the road, so I'll be really brief. I know Kevin is always a little leery when I get to the microphone anyway. So, I just wanted to say thanks to the commissioners. This is always a long meeting. You know, we start things out on Wednesday night, and here we are Friday morning. So really appreciate your dedication to what we're trying to accomplish here. It gets to be a long haul sometimes, but I hope that you're enjoying yourselves, and if you can't enjoy yourself in this spot, I don't know what else we can offer you. But really do appreciate your contributions to this meeting. I know it's a big effort. I know Kevin always talks about Team GF&P, this time of the year, you can't help but be proud. Not that we aren't every year, but as we're heading into busy seasons in the park system, we had a chance to visit with the Custer State Park staff on Thursday morning. Just an awesome group of folks that are completely dedicated to what they do each and every day. And, you know, that just gives you optimism that we're going to get through another busy year, and it's going to be great. We're going to have another great year of service. You know, the optimism that comes with spring, whether you're a rancher or a farmer, you're planting something, you just got calves on the ground. We have that same thing in within our organization, right? We got walleye spawned. We're flying for antelope, and we're seeing a few more antelope. We're running around the country, and we're seeing pheasants everywhere up and down the road. We think that we've got a good plan in place to start to turn this deer herd around in some places. We're really optimistic about where we're headed, but we really appreciate the contributions that you folks make to help us get there. So thank you. Thanks to all of our staff. Thanks to Team GF&P for putting together another great meeting, and we'll see you next month in Madison.
Very good. Thank you, Deputy Secretary. Commissioner Nyberg.
I'm waiting for you. Whoops, sorry. Madam Chair, I'm waiting for you to ask if there's any agenda
items. Yes, thank you. Solicitation of agenda items. Do we have any commissioners that would like to suggest an item for next month or future commission meetings?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would. I would love to hear from Chief Conservation Officer. I think we all would love to hear from Sam Shellhouse about his operations, his recruiting. Mm. I would like to see that on the agenda if possible. Be good.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other items that a commissioner would like to bring up? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure, maybe it's premature, but if there's a possibility of hearing how the predator bounty program, especially with the coyotes, are going. You know, I know there's a time frame and a dollar frame that's all attached to that, but I'm just wondering if we could get just an idea how that's working. Because I know we had talked about maybe reevaluating the time frame of when it should be implemented, et cetera. And just wondering if you, and maybe it's not the right time. Maybe it's more for the next meeting, but just curious about that myself.
Very good. Thank you. Chair. All right. Any other suggestions from commissioners? Seeing none, we do need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn by Nyberg, seconded by Bartley. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.